State Senator Jim Davis will wrap up 10 years in office when his term ends next year. The Republican won't seek re-election for a seat that represents the westernmost portion of North Carolina. During his decade in the Senate, Davis says he's evolved on the issue of addiction.
Basically, I was pretty ignorant of the magnitude of the problem until I was approached shortly after I was elected by then Chief of Police in Waynesville, Bill Hollingshead. And he just told me that he was tired of putting young people in body bags.
Now one of the National Conference of State Legislators Opioid Policy Fellows, Davis says one substance abuse policy he's changed his mind on sticks out.
Needle exchange programs, I always viewed that as enabling bad behavior.
This summer, Davis helped pass the Opioid Epidemic Response Act, which allowed state funding for needle exchanges and legalized fentanyl drug testing strips. According to NCDHHS, their needle exchange programs in Henderson, Buncombe, Transylvania, Haywood, Jackson, Macon, and Swain counties, as well as on the Qualla boundary. Al Kopak is a professor of criminology at Western Carolina University. He's studying the number of inmates suffering from substance abuse in jails in the western counties. He started in Haywood County in 2015.
That actually sensitized us to the high prevalence of opioid use disorder, and in fact, methamphetamine is worse.
Kopak found that 72% of detainees in the Haywood County Jail showed signs consistent with a severe substance use disorder. He's now expanded the study to jails in Jackson County, where preliminary results show 81% of the detainees are addicted. These numbers include opioids, alcohol, and other substances.
I guess the best way to describe the balance is that all substance use disorders are concerning.
Kopak plans to expand the study across Western North Carolina with the hope that it helps law enforcement understand how to help those suffering from substance abuse. This is Lily Knepp, BPR News.